let's speak to Helen Roberts at the Met Office and find out what the very latest is. What is the latest, Helen? What can we expect?
Hello, good morning. Yes, well, the centre of the storm is currently just to the southwest of Ireland, and it will be tracking its way gradually northeastwards during the course of the day. So, as you just mentioned, the amber warning for Northern Ireland has just been updated, so it's now valid from midday today through until 11 o'clock tonight. I think we're expecting two spells of particularly strong winds. The first will be westerly winds, and that will be sort of early to mid-afternoon, and then another spell of particularly strong and gusty winds moving in from the southwest. Those will be southerly winds, but all in all, we're looking at a very, very windy spell of weather this afternoon. As I mentioned, we have the amber warning, and we're looking at wind speeds of between sort of 70, perhaps up to 80 miles per hour at times. And even inland, we could see 60 to 70 mile per hour winds. So we are expecting some impacts as a result of that. Things you've already mentioned, there's likely to be widespread disruption to things like transport, ferry services, roads and rail, bridge closures. We may see some power cuts as well, and there's likely to be a lot of debris around. So things like falling trees and branches and an awful lot of leaves blowing around as well.
The amber warning, what is the definition of an amber warning? I have read, Helen, that it includes a potential risk to life. Is that right?
That is something that we are concerned about today, yes. So we would normally hold that off for a red warning, but we are concerned that that could be the case with this amber.
Why?
I think because a number of things, but it's really predominantly just the strength of the winds, and it's not just the gusty conditions, but the average, the mean wind speeds are going to be very high as well. Even the mean wind speeds could be of the order of 50 miles per hour. So it'll be really prolonged and very intense.
Why is there a different warning being given down south in the Republic of Ireland, where it is a red warning, and hear an amber warning? Why the difference?
Yeah, so the Irish Met Service and the Met Office issue warnings in a slightly different way. Here at the Met Office, they are impact-based. So we don't issue warnings on thresholds. For example, we don't get to 60 mile per hour winds and then automatically issue a warning. It very much depends on the sort of impacts that we're expecting as a result. Met Air and do things in a slightly different way, and they're more threshold based. So that's why there's a slight difference there. But also the fact that Ireland, the Republic, are going to be bearing the brunt of the strongest winds today.
And with winds up to 80 miles per hour, like, do you know, and I don't know if your systems tell you this or not, how long those winds are likely to last? Are we talking about short periods of time?
Yeah, for those very strongest gusts up to 80 miles per hour, then we are looking at pretty short, sharp bursts of wind. But as I mentioned, the average wind speeds are going to be very strong as well. So it will be a very windy spell right the way through this afternoon and into the evening, but with those additional short, sharp gusts on top of that.
Helen, thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Good morning to you.